Okay, so we said up till now that the last thing we said in the last Chabura was that the unbelievable koach of Kriyas Megillah is able to bring the chiyus to Olam Hazeh, the chiyus of Torah for Olam Hazeh. Meaning to say that Torah gives the life force, the vitality of all of reality. But what's unique about Megillas Esther is that it reveals the Koach Eloki, it reveals the holy, holy vitality and the source of existence of this very world as we see. As we said last time, I think a very, very massive Yisod in Avodas Hashem, that very often we think that Avodas Hashem requires stepping out of this world, stepping beyond, going into the world of Ruchnius, and Lemaisa to a certain extent, for a lot of the times it does, right? Going into Talmud Torah, going into Tefillah, going into Shabbos, going into Kedushas Yerushalayim, going into that heightened state of Kavana, that heightened state of Ruchnius, right? Generally, Avodas Hashem does require taking a step beyond. But the whole, and to the extent that very often, at least I speak for myself, very often there's a frustration with Olam Hazeh. That Olam Hazeh is frustrating. Why? Because it gets in the way of my Avodas Hashem. All of my needs and all of my distractions and all of my pulls and pushes and peer pressures and obligations and responsibilities in Olam Hazeh very often get in the way of my Avodas Hashem. But as the Rebbe said, what's happening through Megillas Esther? Through Megillas Esther, we're revealing his dachachos, a rectification, a cleansing of Olam Hazeh, to the extent that we see that right down here, in my very reality, with my issues, and my illnesses, and my challenges, and my shortcomings, and the things that I have to deal with in this very world, and this gashmi, thick, challenging, materialistic reality, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is as here with me as He is in that place which is a little bit beyond the out of this world. And it's the Avoida, the Kriyas HaMegillah, that gives us that ability to encounter Hashem in this very world. And therefore we can now answer, why is learning the Megillah even a bigger chiyuv than the rest of Talmud Torah? The only time where there's a chiv of learning something specific is Parsha Zachor, the specific Torah obligation that Klal Yisrael have. The Gam Megillah Mivat Talmud Torah, the Shema Mikra Megillah, and the Gemara says famously that we're Mivatel Talmud Torah for Kriyas Megillah.
We just did that.
Ulefiani is Daiti. And in my humble opinion, says the Rebbe, Shekasavnu Shekriyas Megillah Goremesh HaYidei Kriyas Megablin Ola Torah, as we explained, this is the greatest, greatest expression of Kabbalah HaTorah. Kemoshi Me'achashverush, because up till now, where did Kabbalah HaTorah take place? Only once you leave this world. Only in a Nasa Vinishma reality. Only if I'm able to step out of this world. That was Kabbalah HaTorah. But for the first time in history, we were Mekabel Torah in Olam Hazeh. We're Mekabel Torah down here in our very world, in our very life, in our very reality. Meir ala adam b'chinas nishmas Mordechai v'Esther l'chein chiyuv agadol ma'od b'shaper amdum b'at tamatera b'shmei adivir Megillah, because there's a great koch, a great power, a great inspiration in the Kriyas HaMegillah. Hagam shebedivrei Torah ba yira umakablin ol Torah amnam kvar kasavdi shat Torah ba'olam asal yonim ksheba b'gashmi es moda rabba lo raisa. And therefore, his pshat in the Gemara of Shabbos is mikan moda rabba lo raisa, that from here there's a taina, there's a loophole, there's an out clause in Kabbalah HaTorah. Why? Because that Kabbalah HaTorah was all an out of this world Kabbalah. Aval Sgulas Tziruv HaMegillah, but the Kriyas HaMegillah and the story of the Megillah and the words of the Megillah, Shemizdakech Olam HaTeva, which bring a purity and bring a rectification and a cleansing of this very world, Vesgulas Al HaKarian, for the person who himself is reading the Megillah, Shekabel Otorah Filuk Shadam HaBagashmi, is even down here my physical self, Shekishem Shehaneh Shalom Megillah B'teich HaTeva, because where did the miracle of Kriyas HaMegillah take place? In this very world. Kach Tziruv HaShemel Shela Vahakora,
and the miracle of
who he's dachos atibius vagashmis, because the miracle is cleansing this very world. Kriyas HaMegillah is giving us the eyes to see that this world can be the same as it is. It can be the same as that unbelievable profound holy spiritual reality of miracles and the supernatural of Kabbalah's Torah. And even the Gashmius, well, that's a Chiddush, that my Gashmius is Mekabel Torah. My Gashmius is not Mekabel Torah. You don't need to read the rest of the year and the rest of Ruchnius is my Neshama is in the Avodas Hashem. On Purim, my Gashmius is in the Avodas Hashem. The Gashmius of this world, the Teva of Olam Hazeh, is Mekabel Torah. That's a Chiddush, yeah?
But Matan Torah, which was the first Mekabel Nasav and Ishma, that was also in this world. It was in his Lashon here.
Shaker. When God, that's what we said last time. That's what we said last time. We said last time that the world was, that Klal Yisrael had an Aliyah. When God reveals himself, then
that is. Can you talk more about that? What happened to Hashanah? Did we
sure.
go to him or he came down to us?
Shaita.
Yeah, he came down.
And it says he came down to us.
That's right. Again. Him coming down to us, meaning of course there can be Ruchnius in this world, but it's supernatural. It's out of the ordinary. It's the world stopping to function as Teva. When God reveals
him, for complete Teva.
Exactly. Exactly. Vilachin. Hakori lemafreya. Biduk. Hakori lemafreya. Uvachol lashon lo yatsa. Therefore, you can't read the Megillah out of order, and you can't read it other languages. Vigam tzach lekrosim is safer. You have to read it out of a cloth. Ubedio, and has to be written with ink. Kianes da kiyesh hefresh gadol bein oris hamitzvos haksuvim b'sefer Torah bein oris hamitzvos haksuvim b'Megillah. There's a great difference between the light that comes, the spiritual light and inspiration that's coming from the rest of Torah and the light that's coming from Megillah says to give a sefer Torah. Bizgalia kol advarim. Right? Because what's the whole Torah talking about? It's talking about you can encounter God. And it's talking about angels. And it's talking about Avodas Hashem and mitzvos. And Shabbos Kodesh. And Aliyah L'Regel. And Kiyum Tariq mitzvos. And Nevuos. And a Mishkan. And Ol Moed. And Kohanim B'Avaydasim. And Levim B'Shiram B'Zimram. And it's talking about these unbelievable, profound, spiritual Avodas Hashem realities. Over Megillah, I'll be shvayis at tzuruk Hashem of Megillah. Nimrus haramach mitzvus esay b'shas losasay. And look at the Megillah. Even though we know, as we've said, there's a hint, there's a remez under the surface. It's talking about mitzvos. It's talking about the. It's talking about avodas Hashem. Aval bisgalia, but on a revealed level, ain't no muzkar b'teicha shum mitzvah. It's the least religious book in the entire world. It's the least religious book. There's no religion in this book. There's no spirituality in this book. There's no God in this book. Bezgalia on the revealed level.
It's pretty explicit.
Ethis Ba'iros of Oz, right? What?
It's a pretty explicit.
And it's in a very explicit book. It's an R-rated. It's an R-rated yeah. book for sure. The all the right. There's drinking and there's illicit relations and there's people without clothing and there's people with terrible schemes and evil and cruelty.
Doesn't
and,
seem very godly.
Yeah, where's this is not a God. This is not a book. This is not a book of God. Even though we know that Ba'oros Ba'ozim Tzuvim Rambam Zachaim Shal Olam HaTeva Kemo Haneisha Betoch HaTivim Heima Mitzvos Teira, because this book is it's the Torah of Olam Hazeh. It's only talking about Olam Hazeh, and it's showing us that you could see a world. You could see a world of kings and queens and princes and ministers and politics and empires. And it appears like it's Olam Hazeh. But Megillas Esther says, there's a God functioning under the surface, and he's right there, and he's making things happen. Because Torah is coming from the Shemayim. It's coming from above. It's coming from the world where God is revealed above. Therefore, when I'm putting on tefillin, so it's a isgalia. When I'm keeping Shabbos, when I'm shaking Luluv and Esrog, even when I'm doing Hashavas Aveda, or when I'm paying Tashlume Dalet Vehei for, right? This is a mitzvah. This is a God revealing his will to me. Aval b'Megillah shemerubas elam haza elam ateva v'olam haza elam ateva lukos elukuso machuso behester. God is hidden. God's kingdom is hidden. Therefore, the mitzvahs haboya b'tzochor hester. Therefore, the mitzvahs niavodas Hashem sheba Megillah hester are also hidden. Back in the tzuv ma'iros kavu Mordechai and Esther always shall turn from shemul mahateva. But Mordechai and Esther revealed, and they said, "There's something going on over here." Beforehand, you couldn't see it, but they showed us that it's there. That's the whole chiddush. When nobody else can see it, the Einei Eidah, the tzaddikim of the door, are able to see there's something going on over there. Vakaris haMegillah b'Loshon Shekabah Mordechai v'Esther Nafsho Ta'ave b'Chemda l'Kaim v'Sateru Yedosha, and therefore there's so much inspiration coming from Megillah Esther that as it was revealed by Mordechai and Esther, ki niskashra Nafsho b'Aseichos haMordechai v'Esther asher kavu b'Megillah u'mitzir b'Derech Chazal Chayev Adam Leimer b'Loshon Rabo. Right? There's a din that you, when you give a retort, you have to quote it as the Rebbe said it. Why do you have to say Torah in the words of how your Rebbe said it? Because
it's not yours.
That's right. Because you don't want to give it. It's a much more gewaldige zach, and this is a little bit a mature Indian, but it's much more profound on a spiritual level, and also I think on a cool level, to say over something from my Rebbe. Meaning, nobody wants to hear what I have to say. Nobody cares what I have to say, right? But if I share the Mesorah that I got from my Rebbe, and he got it from his Rebbe, and he got it from his Rebbe, so I'm sharing something that's coming from much, much bigger places, right?
You're part of the link in the train.
That's right. And if I give my Rebbe's Torah, and if I give Klal Yisrael's Torah, and if I share over a vort that I was mekabel, so I'm not giving over myself. I'm giving over the neshama. I'm giving over that profound holy Torah that came from above and beyond. When we give over Megillas Esther, when Megillas Esther is given over to Klal Yisrael and every single Kehila and Kehila by the Baal Koreh, he's giving it over B'Shem Mordechai and Esther. He's telling their story Asher Kasvu B'Kavu, because they wrote it and they were Koveya the din, the halacha of Kriyas Megillah. They're the ones who instilled within Klal Yisrael this Mesorah and this need for it to be shared and expressed and publicized and taught every single year. And therefore, since we're giving over that which they saw, that which they revealed in their days, B'yamei Mordechai v'Esther, in their days, their Torah, because they had the eyes to make this unbelievable revelation that what they went through, their story, was this unbelievable, momentous occasion in which Nizdachu Ativim, that this very, very world of thick, gashmias materialism and politics, v'chulei, that here lies, like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, here lies the Torah of Olam Hazeh. And they're the ones who wrote it down, they're the ones who gave it us, and therefore we need to say their story. Megillas Esther, right? Like the Pasuk says in the end of Megillah, Asher Kasav Mordechai, they wrote it, it's their Megillah, it's their Torah, we need to say over their Torah, because they didn't tell a story, right? They didn't write a beautiful book of literature. They wrote the secret code of revealing HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'olam ateva. Lakein acher kriyas Megillah. Therefore, after that, therefore, when we read their story, that inspires us and it invigorates us for Kabbalah HaTorah. Like Chazal say, Hador kiblo b'mei Achashverosh. Lakein tzarech likros b'lashon HaKadosh, b'lashon HaKodesh, b'lashon Shekavah Mordechai v'Esther. Therefore, we have to read it exactly the way they wrote it, the way they said it. Kidei shenotzi b'Yisrael karim also haseichel shel Mordechai v'Esther Shekavah da'ainu kiyam HaTorah v'Mitzvos. Therefore, it's very, very specific. If you want to give over the secret code, namely Megillas Esther, you need to say their Megillah. You can't say it in another language. You can't say it in a different order. You can't say it from a different. You can't say it just from a chumash. You need to say it from a cloth. You need to say it from ink. You need to say it their Megillah. And also, we read it like an Igeres, right? That they sent us. It's the Igeres Hapurim, right? It's that secret message that was sent to Klal Yisrael for Dori Doris for generations and generations. Therefore, you can learn an art scroll, you can learn a Mishnah, you can learn a Gemara, you can learn a Mishnah Berurah, you can learn this, right? And that's the entire Torah. It doesn't need to be exactly naksav in that surah. Nevertheless, the mitzvah mukhar lil of lashon Moshe Rabbeinu l'vashalom o shel atanaim kedei she'yor ba'asechel yoser gavah then asechel shel Moshe Rabbeinu l'vashalom o shel atanaim. Obviously, when you learn the words of the Tanaim, as you learned about Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who brought down those letters of Eis Lasus Lashem Efirus Arasecha, who brought down the letters of the Mishnah, and Ravino and Ravashi, who brought down the letters of the Talmud Bavli, and Rabbi Yochanan, who brought down the letters of the Talmud Yerushalmi, and those letters are unbelievably holy letters, and Achanami, it's the same Inyan, but we're not chayiv in that. Because the Torah Be'etzem is about going beyond this world. We're not chayiv to, you don't need to, you're not only Mekayim the mitzvah Talmud Torah by reading a letter of a Mishnah, by reading the letters of what?
Talking about it.
Exactly. Vihine. Yesh od davar gadol lishtat leitzchaber es atzmo vu yoser gavoa misechel shel rabo vu halemim mitech ha-sefer, right? And even bigger than saying over. Joining us?
Well, no, I'm just hearing some terror.
Beautiful. Is reading from the sefer itself, because when you read from the sefer itself, you're mechaber yourself to exactly that Torah. Mabim Otos, you look at those letters and you're connecting to those letters of the Torah Kedosha. Vosis Torah Makom Gavoa Ka Nachti, and those letters came from a high place. But I think maybe we'll just skip a drop because I want to go a little weiter. That's Umeata Yeturot. Let's skip just two paragraphs. Umeata Yeturot Kushis at Tasvis. Mashek Shu Al Hadam Rab Mikan Moda Rab Hadar Kibler Mecha Shverosh. You see?
What are the words?
Maybe it's Shin. Here, the bottom of Shin Mem Aleph, first column.
Oh, whoa. Shin Mem Aleph?
Yeah.
You're skipping quite a bit.
No, not so much.
It's weirdly formatted.
Me'ati Yeturat Kusha Tesis, Mashik Shal Hada Amar Rabba, Mikan Rabba, Mikan Moda Rabba. Hador kiblo me'achashverosh, achziv kiblo kimashkulu krav, vetshu ateis. Halo rava, svir leikishmo, the kimo vikiblo, the Esther bracha kodesh nemra. So we said, how could it be that from this pasuk we learn both Esther said bracha kodesh, the opinion of Shmuel, the only one in the Gemara Megillah, there was no pircha for, or hador kiblo me'achashverosh. He said, beautiful, so now we're going to answer. Lefi ma'ashen nechta shekasavnu yizbar, techan miklal chaver te'itmar. No, they're connected. One, that this is the makor of Kabbalah Satori B'meachas Ve'erosh. Two, that Esther said Baruch HaKodesh. How so? Dehad Amar Shmuel de Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra Hainu de Nemra Likros. What did Esther tell us Baruch HaKodesh? She told us to read the Megillah. V'hine kasavnu lam b'em s'chum likros ha-Megillah Yosef Yosef Yosef. Why is there such a strong chiv of reading Megillah? Dal Yedei Kriyas HaMegillah Meir Aleinu Ha'ar L'Kabbalah L'Tayv HaMitzvah. Because it's Dafka through the Megillah itself. Again, the Megillah is this unbelievably powerful, profound, secret code, which looks on the outside like a nice story, like a piece of literature. But really, Esther and Mordechai are telling us this story and are telling us, read this story, because in this story, I'm going to introduce you to one of the most profound concepts that will guide the Jewish people for the rest of history, namely, that God is there in the Olam HaGashmi, in the Olam HaTeva. And Esther and Mordechai are commanding us and imploring and begging of us and inspiring us through this story, read this story and realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there in Olam HaTeva. And that's a Kabbalah HaTorah, the Kabbalah HaTorah HaMitzvot. L'chein chiv kriyas HaMegillah g'day lad me'od sh'mekalim al yidei kriyas HaTorah HaMitzvot imkein muchach dal yidei kriyas HaMegillah through the kriyas HaMegillah hasod sheba hu Kabbalah HaTorah HaMitzvot muchach me'ilah adar kiblah mechashverosh. It's dafka, that's the whole point. It's the same thing. Since Esther told us to read the Megillah, it's dafka that, and what did she? And because Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra, because it's a book which is said Baruch HaKodesh, which has this unbelievable secret of revealing to us and showing us that in this story, which is in this reality of this world, Hashem is there and Hashem is guiding you, and Hashem is loving you and caring for you and being together with you. Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra, that was goyrim That is punkt geir in the Kabbalah Satori. That punkt brings about and inspires us to be Mekabel Torah in this very world. Because the fact that it was Baruch HaKodesh, that gives us the inspiration to know that we have to continue to read the Megillah because it has this unbelievable profound power in our lives and in our very world. Let's try to steamroll to the end of the Kedusha Rishayna. V'yata nevar ezer adon kol lama b'megillah einenu muzkar shum shem havaya v'shum shem yishemus ha-kedushim b'feirish, right? This question, obviously, we know the answer to based on everything we've said so far. And this is one of the biggest yisodas of the Megillah. Why in the world does the name of God not appear in Megillah Esther? Rav Yerusha Tevos, Sevi Tevos, Kimuzkar b'divrei Arizal, but the Arizal famously revealed to us, the Arizal famously revealed like that we see in a Sofei Tevos Yav in Rosh Tevos Yavu Hamelch Vahaman Hayom is Rosh Tevos Yud K Vav K, meaning Hashem is there, but it's hidden, right? But it's no chiddush that it makes perfect sense that it's Davka the Arizal who revealed that to us as we get closer and closer and closer, and the Arizal and the tzaddikim of the Ikvus of the Mashiach, right before Mashiach comes, they're the ones who are Davka teaching us this Yisod, that it's in this very world, in Olam Hazem Mamish, in the Tachtoini Tachtoinim, the lowest of the low, Hashem is here, and Hashem is yearning for you to just connect to Him here. Be aware. That's what the Arizal, and then the Baal Shem Tov and the Talmidim and the Tzaddikim are coming to do. And they revealed that Hashem is there, but He's hidden. And it was until then He was totally hidden. And what else do you have? Rosh Tevos Havaya, V'chol Zeh Einenu Shavili, Sobi Tevos Havaya, right? As Haman himself said, that none of this is worth it for me so long as what? So long as Mordechai doesn't bow down to me, right? Sobi Tevos Havaya, also again, you see Yudkei Vavkei, V'chein Kulam, right? Many Ramazim. But Hashem is never there in a revealed way. Obviously, this is a beautiful. This is our Yisod. He's never there in a revealed way, but He's always there, hidden. Because what you see is nature. And God's interaction and running of the world is hidden. And therefore, there's no name of God in Megillah Esther. Because when you see this world, God is hidden. But we know that if we look at it properly with the eyes of Mordechai and Esther, we see that Hashem is there, but He's just hidden. And we need to use our proper eyes to look onto the surface and see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. And He's making everything happen. And He's the one caring and protecting and looking out for the Jewish people. Umashpil Machris Kainer Hashem, and He's making sure that evil is defeated. Aval Ein Royin Malchuso Kamala Malo, but it's not revealed like it's revealed above in the kingdom of God. Klemer HaMashayir Hashem B'Shamayim Echin Kiso, right? Like David HaMelech is singing that Hashem B'Shamayim Echin Kiso in heavens, so He has a throne. But it's through the Nes, it's through the Purim story. Now we can see that there's a God running this world, and He's, even though He's not revealed, He's there. He's there, but it's just not revealed. And this is our whole purpose in life. That there's Nisim Nistarim, sunrise, sunset, the rain, right? People becoming cured of illnesses, right? Can you see the hands of God in a revealed way? Not necessarily, but it's always there, it's hidden. Right? And therefore, it's up to us to dig under the surface to reveal, I see Hashem there, right? And that's our job. Right? That's our job. What's the whole purpose of learning Torah? The whole purpose of learning Torah is you see a pair of shoes and you say, Hashem is revealed through those shoes because I the right and the left and the tie left and the right. There's an interaction with God in the shoes, and there's interaction with God in the bathroom, and there's interaction with God in when I eat and when I do business and everything. Everything is an opportunity for us to reveal an interaction with God. But it's all hidden. And it's Megillas Esther giving us the keys to unlock this secret.
Right?
because we can't see him. So too, Mikolas Esther, we can't see him, but he's so there. We just need to reveal him. And this is a very deep and critical yisod. Vegam nira. The God is the first and God is the last. He's the beginning of all things, the end of all things. I'm the first and I'm the last. And besides for me, there is no Elokim. That God is all by himself. Meaning to say, beautiful word. Ani Rishon v'ani Achron, in the beginning of time, in the beginning of all things, and at the end of all things, in the Rishon and the Achron, so there is God. Meaning, at those points, God is totally outwardly revealed. But then there's going to be a time in the middle, right? Called Gullus, called Hiddenness, called Nister, called Behester, right? In that world, Hashem is Begoalman, Hashem is hidden. Hashem is hidden. Vine Be'olamo Shel Ma'ala Ro'in, this is right, that's on a level of time, but also on a level of space, right? In the deepest... In the highest realms, Hashem is revealed. But in this world, in this very world, but when Hashem is hidden, his kingship is, we're not able to see it, and he's not revealed. But he's revealed to Rosh Teva, Sofi Teva, Shel Teva, Usaid, and Yerisha Ben Yachon, Baalday, and Elokim, Shubigo Almin, Usaid, Ateva, Atza, fine. Vilachim Ben Megillah, Shul Horo, Shin Nitakin, Oilam, Ateva, Kish, Kasher, Kasav, Mishem, Achuz, and Nistar, Lachin, Ein, Bosh, Mosh, Ein, and Mchakim. Therefore, there's no names of God, because God is not revealed in Megillah's Esther, but it's up to us to reveal that which is hidden. Okay, let's just finish up home stretch. Umiati is live. Leiv Adam Bikara Megill, therefore a person should become overwhelmed with an unbelievable sense of hislahavus, an unbelievable sense of passion and excitement and inspiration through the Megillah itself. V'chavin Bikara V'shamu Me'a Megillah, when you read the Megillah, and when you hear the Megillah, Shemi'ata Mekabel Ol Torah Mitzvosev, the Megillah should be our inspiration for Kabbalah Satorah in this world. Like Chazal say, Kibu Mashakim Bukfar, V'kvi Hashem Arnuz, we explain, L'chein Yechavin Es Atzo Mashachalav V'avar Ayin. And therefore a person can declare whatever happened. But from right now onwards, I am mekabel Torah through this Megillas Esther, right? That's why obviously we have to go to the mikvah before Kriyas HaMegillah, because it's a Kabbalah story, it's a massive, massive moment. And therefore this famous Zohar, right? That this moment, right, that Yom Kippur is like Purim, right? And Klemer Sha'aras Yom Kippurim Hu Kippurim, that Yom Kippur is like Purim, right? Which means, what's always stronger, that which you're comparing to, or that which you're comparing from?
From.
Right? Meaning Yom Kippur is like Purim. Meaning Yom Kippur is like Purim. Purim is higher. Right? Why? Avor Shem Kippur Mashachal of Avar Ayin. Because what happens to Yom Kippur? There's a whole cleansing of all reality. There's a whole cleansing of all reality, and therefore what happened is in the past is cleansed and removed. Me'atu Matar, from now on I'm pure, I'm atoned for, I'm cleansed, it's a brand new beginning. V'chush ben amikan v'lahal, and from here on in it's a brand new clean slate. Kima Shama Medrash v'lakach l'mi Arishon, like the famous Medrash says, by Sukkis is the Yom Arishon, because everything is cleansed after Yom Kippur. Rishon has been in verse, ki ikra haris Yom Kippur l'ikinos leiv chadash l'avod oso kemoshi yitaknu l'man nechdal v'osak ha'idenu v'nashu l'asut chikir v'tzeincha kein b'purim. Because Purim is the whole cleansing of all reality. Everything in the past is cleansed, and all the schmutz is cleansed away. It's like all of the world is mamash going through a car wash, and everything is being cleansed, and all the schmutz is moved away. And this very world, as it is what you see, what you get, is totally now cleansed and refined to be an unbelievable opportunity of encountering Kadosh Baruch Hu. then obviously when the world is cleansed, therefore the reading of the Bible itself cleanses the world. Right, like the Gemara in Chulin famously says, I believe that right, Mordechai min Atar min Ayin, right, b'samim roish, but the Ketores Maradachia ubi'arn la dekriyas Megillah is dacho elam haze velachi nasa b'teichativim kibu mashikibul kvar, right, that the
spice.
The spice is a mardachia. It's a ground up. It's a ground up spice, and it's refined. It's very refined, and that's what's revealed in Purim. That beautiful smell. That beautiful refined smell. And we generally are under the impression, and it's a fact, that this world is full of external forces which are challenging and present us with difficulties and this worldly type of things. And it's full of chitzonius. But on Purim nizdachu al yidei ma'isav and yadam v'nimtav b'Purim shenizdachu ha'elam haza hu arlam ha'tav al yidei kriyas ha'megillah v'mkalim l'ultarim mitzvah nizdachu ha'chitzonim kein ubi amiki Purim shenizdachu ha'chitzonim u'matilim gara l'Purim ha'seir la'azazel. And therefore on Purim, right, on Purim, we're throwing off the seal Azazel, that schmutz, that negative energy, that satan, that haman, that negative energy, which is just making so many problems in the Olam Hazeh. On Purim, we're overcoming that haman. And we're getting, once you get rid of the haman, once you get rid of the Shibu Malchus, once you get rid of the Yetzer Hara, once you get rid of all of the parts of this world that cause this world to feel and seem like a place of challenges and a place of distance from God, but you cleanse that all away, that's what's happening on Purim. Through Megillas Esther, it's becoming revealed that Hashem is there. No matter what you're going through, just move away the schmutz, Hashem is there. Even if it looks like schmutz, no, move it away, Hashem is there. Even if it's a great challenge, and even if it's Yetzer Hara, even if it's a Haman himself. No. That's Hashem too. It's all like a Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, come love me, come connect to me. Sometimes through easy, sometimes through hard. But every single moment, even in the deepest points of Olam Hazeh, the thickest, most material parts of this world, Mordechai and Esther are showing us, look, Hashem is here with us. You see a gallows that's scaring you, and that's gonna, and that seems to be your demise, seems to be your downfall. No, guess what? That's going to be the same gallows that's going to be your victory. And you see the decree against your people and a date that's set to be the downfall of your people, and there's the Ir Shushan Navaychan, and the Am Yisrael are broken and scared and depressed and sad. Oy vey, what's going to be? No, we realize, no, that's going to be the greatest day of our Simcha. That's going to be the day of our Yeshua. V'nahafachu asher yishkele Yehudim, exactly the Hippach. We'll get to the Hippach Amir Tzashem. Lachem is live, but therefore we have to have great excitement for the following 7 reasons. And when we read the Megillah, number one, Mishamu Yichav Nizatzvo, L'kabal and Me'oso Yom Torah Mitzvos. One, Kabbalah Satorah, that the Kriyas of Megillah, like the Gemara and Shabbos, is telling us, this is the Kabbalah Satorah. Number two, the Ischadish Kinesha Ne'urav. It's a brand new beginning. It's a cleansing of reality, and now there's a starting over. V'yismach Bo'el Kabbalah Satorah. There's a great Simcha of Kabbalah Satorah. Four, Yichav Kriyas of Megillah, Shizdach Golemos, the cleansing of all of reality. Then we should take great joy that the whole world is being cleansed. And we have to be aware that when that Megillah is read, something unbelievably profound is happening. That's the power of cleansing of the whole world. It's the power of removing all of the schmutz, removing all of the haman, removing all the yetzara, removing all of the things which are preventing us from seeing Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world. The called Dibor Shiotzi Nivra Malach Echad, and every single Dibor of Megillas Esther is creating that unique Malach. Mash Ma'od Yisrael of Adam Shalom Machshav So Shem Kol Dibor V'Dibor Samach Haber Bo V'Nivra Malach. Ma'od Yisrael of Adam, it's a great cause for unbelievable excitement, right? Anybody who's not jumping across the room after Megillas Esther, they must have missed something. They must not have been listening properly. Kichein U'B'Divrei Kedusha V'Hashem Yisbarach Samach B'Kirat Megillah Shal B'nei Yisrael. And the Kedosh Baruch Hu takes such a great simcha from seeing our Kirat Megillah. V'Nizdach V'Olamos V'Chol and Hashem Yisbarach Dibor V'Dibor Osin Nachas Ruach L'Bori. That makes the Kedosh Baruch Hu the happiest. Why? Because it chose the Kedosh Baruch Hu. We are Mekabel your Torah in this world. V'Yotzer V'Osa HaKol. We love you. We love you. We love you in this world. We love you We love you at every single moment. Mukuya Mashamar Akasub, Yismach Shem Masav, Ben Chacham Yismach Lev, Zagrish Baruch, Bakal Yitin, Billy Bain, or Akrish Baruch, who should put into our hearts. La'av Dobla Shalom, to serve him with a pure, with a complete heart. The Lishmor Mitzvos, and to keep his Mitzvos. The Yismach, the Yalo, Kael, Bano, and God should be proud of us. God should be proud of us. Kriyas Megillah is inspiring us that we should live that God is proud of us. Kimo Shamar Akasub, Yismach Hashem Masav, that God takes joy in his creations. V'yukum Baruch Hashem. And we should be happy with God. God should give us the joy in his simcha. Amen. Selah. We'll just end with a mashal for this yisod, and I love saying every year. There was a television show that was very, very big in my day, back when I was in high school. And in the television show, the following ones took place. And one Purim, I realized that this is one of the greatest depictions of Purim. The following took place in this television show. Two people met each other, a man and a woman. And the woman was from England, the man was from New York. And they fell in love. But she was only there for a short time. And she had to go back to England. And let me say, the relationship, unfortunately, they couldn't... continue to have the relationship prosper. But the imamish had a connection. She goes back to England, he's in New York. A few days pass, and they both realize that there's something very, very special that began, and there's something very, very special that began, and they can't just let it go. So he goes to the airport, buys a plane ticket, and flies all the way to England. And with unbelievable love, lust, chuka, whatever you want to call it, and he finds her address, and he goes to her house, and he bangs on the door. No answer. Nobody's home. And he is so broken, so dejected. Oh, man, I can't believe I just wasted all this money. Can't believe I just wasted all this time. And he goes to the nearest payphone, and he calls back his roommate back in New York, and he says, this was so dumb. What was I thinking? It was just a dream. It wasn't meant to be. And he calls his roommate and says, what was I thinking? And the roommate says, you'll never believe who I'm sitting next to in our apartment. I'm sitting next to the girl who came all the way back across the world to see you again. And when I realized, this is Purim. Because many, very often, you know, we think that we need to go... To go above and beyond to find the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That if we want to have a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we need to fly across the world. We need to totally go beyond our world, go beyond our city, beyond our home. We need to just go beyond. And it's true, we need to do that. But you know what happens when we do that? You know what the Kadosh Baruch Hu shows us? Guess where I am? I'm right down there in your living room. I'm right down there with you. On Purim, something very, very special happens that does not happen any other day of the entire year. Namely, we fly up to the highest places as a result of the fact that we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes all the way down here in the lowest places. His unbelievable love and dedication to Klal Yisrael is even willing to dress up like a Haman and Achashverosh and a Vashti in the kingdom of Paras Umadai for the first time in our history, out of Yerushalayim, in a world of Chorban, in a world of Galus. That, you know what the Havamina, you know what a Jew thought after the first base of English was destroyed? There's no Yiddishkeit anymore. No Yerushalayim, no Beis HaMikdash, no Korbanos, no Kohen Gadol, no Yom Kippur, no Korban Pesach, no Shtei Alechem and Shavuos, No Nisach HaMayim, no Simchas Beis HaShoeva, no Shivim Pari HaChag and Sukkis. What Yiddishkeit is there anymore? What relation with God do you have anymore? And we find ourselves in the middle of these boondocks, in the middle of Paras Umadai, Persia, in the middle of Gullus, and the Jew is thinking, that's it. No more God. When all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down into Achashverosh, in the palace of Shushan, and says, no, 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 no. I am right here with you. I love you now as much as I ever have. And you are as holy as you've ever been. And our relationship is as strong as it has ever was. And this way it can and will always remain. And on Purim, it's our job to just simply recognize this reality. Shinizkin.